The PCR, History of Revolution. The development of the polymerase chain reaction, PCR, has often been likened to the development of the Internet. And although this does risk overstating the impact of PCR outside the scientific community, the comparison works well on a number of levels. In fact, both inventions have emerged in the last 20 years to the point where it is difficult to imagine life without them, grown far beyond the confines of the original simple design, created opportunities unimaginable before their invention, spawned a whole new vocabulary and professionals literate in that vocabulary. It is hard to believe that the technique that formed the cornerstone of the Human Genome Project and is fundamental to many molecular biology laboratory protocols was discovered only 20 years ago. The origins of PCR as we know it today sprang from key research performed in the early 1980s at the Citrus Corporation in California. In the spring of 1983, Kerry Mullis came up with the idea for PCR by cruising in a Honda Civic on Highway 128 from San Francisco to Mendocino. This idea is claimed to be the origin of the modern PCR technique, which is used around the world today and constitutes the foundation of the key PCR patents. The results for Mullis were no less satisfying. After an initial $10,000 bonus from the Citrus Corporation, he was awarded the 1993 Nobel Prize for Chemistry. The original concept of PCR, like many good ideas, was an amalgamation of several pre-existing components. The synthesis of short lengths of single-stranded DNA, oligonucleotides, and the use of these to direct the target-specific synthesis of new DNA copies using DNA polymerases were already standard tools in the repertoire of the molecular biologists of the time. The novelty in Mullis' concept was using the juxtaposition of two oligonucleotides, complementary to opposite strands of the DNA, to specifically amplify the region between them and to achieve this in a repetitive manner so that the product of one round of polymerase activity was added to the pool of template for the next round, hence the chain reaction. In his History of PCR, Paul Rabinow quotes Mullis as saying, "The thing that was the Eureka thing about PCR wasn't just putting those things together. The remarkable part is that you will pull out a little piece of DNA from its context, and that's what you will get amplified. That was the thing that said you could use this to isolate a fragment of DNA from a complex piece of DNA from its context. That was what I think of as the genius thing. In a sense, I put together elements that were already there. You can't make up new elements usually. The new element, if any, was the combination, the way they were used. The fact that I would do it over and over again, and the fact that I would do it in just the way I did, that made it an invention. The legal wording is presents an unanticipated solution to a long-standing problem. That's an invention, and that was clearly PCR."